In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
And good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome back to some more of The Morning Buzz. The time is now 8:07, and I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And I am very excited. It is Monday, so you know what that means. We've got Miss Heather with MWR Fitness in the studio with us. How are you, Heather?
I am fantastic. It's Monday morning. You're back. It was a beautiful sunrise.
Indeed.
I'm ready to go.
I'm telling you. I love it. I love it. I hope you had a great weekend.
I did.
Awesome.
I did.
Yeah,
that
was so awesome.
So relaxing.
I like that.
Yeah.
I love a good relaxing weekend, especially when there's not a whole lot of plans going on.
Well, and it was like the craziness of like the summer is over. It's like right before the craziness of, you know, everything with the holidays. And this was just like, you know what? I'm just going to be a couch potato. I just veg the whole weekend.
He said, I veg. I really like the sound of that. Yep. Really nice. Okay. Well, as always, we've got our wonderful question of the day. So we've been asking, which subject do you think should be taught in school?
Taxes.
Ooh.
Why do they not teach us in school how to do taxes?
Wow, I feel convicted. That was really good. I like that one, actually. I would have never thought about that, but that makes perfect sense.
It drives me nuts.
I like
that. Everybody needs to do it. Teach it to us.
No, I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I really like that one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think for me, I'm kind of a weird one. I said that I think I like the thought of cooking. Like, you have to really know how to make food for yourself. Otherwise, what good are you?
Don't
you know?
Teach me in home ec, like, how to make brownies and, like, send me on my way. Like, teach me the basic stuff of, like, this is how you know when chicken is cooked. Like, this is how you use a thermometer. Yes, the basic stuff of, like, how to dice an onion without losing a finger. Yes.
That's really good. Or not crying, because I'm really good about crying when it comes to dicing up onions.
That would be a good one, too.
No, I like that. That is really good.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? We need to just redo the curriculum altogether, right? No high school diploma without knowing how to do your taxes or cutting onions, because this is a really important thing.
They also should send you off with interview skills, because
like
somebody who sat on many interview panels watching people interview, it's bad.
I get it. You're listening to 105.9. And welcome back to the studio. You are tuned in to The Morning Buzz. I am your host, DJ EJ. And if you are just joining us, we are very excited to have Ms. Heather with MWR Fitness in the studio. We've been talking a little bit more about the question of the day, which subject do you think should be taught in school? And we were just randomly talking, and I was thinking, wow, you know, a really great subject would be personal accountability.
Yes.
That's a good one.
We should write a textbook on all the things that aren't taught in school so that maybe kids, if they were interested in like learning additional skills, we could help them.
Indeed.
On the side.
I kind of like that. Well, I remember I was such a nerd. Back in college, I would look at like this list of courses, and you know, everybody, as soon as registration opened, they would just flood it out completely. And I would just see just the names of the courses, and I'm like, you know what? I don't even know if I need that or not for this degree, but I'm going for it because it just sounded really interesting.
Yeah.
So I think I like that. I think I like that a lot.
Okay, good. So we'll talk offline about our textbook.
Okay, so now we're going to shift gears just a little bit. So in the realm of fitness, we are talking about some things going on in the sports arena.
Yeah.
So what's happening with sports?
Yeah, so while Angelina's not here today, I will be covering sports. So if anybody has questions, bug her after this. So first up, we've got Intramural Indoor Volleyball League is coming. So Captain's Cup League or tournament is happening right now, but the Intramural League is coming up next week. So your registration deadline is this Friday, November 8th. So if you're thinking about doing an intramural team, which means you do not have to play solely with your command, but you can play with some friends, somebody in another command, anything like that, get that team together, register by Friday by letting Angelina know, and then your season will start next Wednesday, November 13th. EJ, are you a volleyballer?
Yeah, I used to be, but I was one of those where they would just kind of like, I would tap in if somebody else was needed. I'm like, if you don't have anybody else in mind, I will play that person for you. I would just stand there and look the part, but not be that great.
I've tried many times to be a team player, and I have no athletic abilities, especially with team sports, but everybody wants me on their team because I'm a great team mom. I bring snacks, like legit, like cut up oranges, Capri Sun, like all the things. Like I'm there, I cheer, I love it, and if you need something, somebody, I can sub in, but
yeah.
You really just want me there to bring snacks.
Look, I kind of like that.
I can
that.
French braid hair. You name it. I'm all about team spirit.
And these things are so essential to the
exactly.
game. You don't think about it until you're like, no, I really do need somebody to French braid my hair before I go in here and kick butt.
The cross-country team loved me because I would sit on the bus and like one after another, everybody got French pigtails. So yeah.
Yeah, that I love.
Bunch of nerds.
Really like
so if you are like me and you are not looking for an intramural indoor volleyball league, maybe the Turkey Bowl is for you. Ooh. So if you haven't seen the latest preview or the flyers around base, we do have a Turkey Bowl happening, which is a flag football game on Thanksgiving morning. That is Thursday, November 28th, for anybody not keeping track of when Thanksgiving is.
Yeah.
The registration deadline is going to be Thanksgiving week on Tuesday, November 26th. So everybody, if you're listening to this and you're remotely interested in doing something fun and festive on Thanksgiving morning, just to kind of move your feet before you go and sit down and eat, you can play flag football with us. That's going to be at the NAS2 turf field. When you register, you will register as an individual, and then all the teams will be put together kind of day of, so we have an idea of like how many people showed up versus if something comes up and somebody's got to cancel. So just to make it as fair as possible and as fun as possible, we've got that Turkey Bowl on Thanksgiving morning.
I gotta say, that sounds mm-hmm. so cool. I shared this with Angelina on last week. One of the things that I really enjoy about the fall season is when all the ladies just kind of hang out.
Yeah.
We're usually in the living room or in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then one guy just makes his way out with a football, and then everybody else just follows him outside. Next thing you know, you just hear them yelling, screaming, tackling each other in the front yard. It is the best feeling in
like
the world.
Like the Thanksgiving morning Pied Piper. Well, let MWR do that for you. We will be that guy with the football and lead you to the turf field at NAS too.
I like that illustration.
Yeah.
That
and again, if you are even more like me and maybe you don't want to play flag football but you're interested in participating, you can bring some snacks. You can sit out on the bleachers, kind of cheer and have fun. Basically, just get out of the house on Thanksgiving morning, stretch your legs, get some fresh air.
That is true.
Before you go home and just overeat.
And when I tell you that is so necessary, especially during the holidays, because we do tend to overindulge quite a bit.
Oh, yes.
I know I do.
Oh,
I like to trick myself and say, let's just get a sample of everything. But my plate runneth over constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I definitely see that as an issue this year especially. But, no, I love it. I love it so much. And just keeping people engaged, especially keeping being fitness forward during the holidays is huge.
Yeah.
So for those of you within earshot, here's a great opportunity to get involved in the sports arena for the holidays. So you don't have to overindulge without counteracting with a bit of activity. Keep it here. We've got a lot more to come with Heather when we return. You're listening to 105.9. Welcome back to The Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ EJ, and I am here with Heather with MWR Fitness. We've been talking about the Turkey Bowl, as well as some other really cool sports events that are coming up or that's currently happening.
Yeah.
And now we're getting into fitness as well. There's a really cool class that's coming up that actually caught my attention. I was reading a little bit about it on yesterday, and I'm actually very glad that we're talking about it today. So tell us a little bit about what we have to look forward to.
Yeah, so we're trying to just pepper in some new stuff. So we have a one-time event that is a prenatal postpartum yoga class. We do have a certified yoga instructor who is certified in prenatal and postpartum yoga. So she will be there to kind of help you along your fitness journey if you are currently pregnant and unsure of your limitations, or if you have maybe recently had a baby and unsure of how to get back into a fitness routine. So this class is going to be great for you. It is one time on Saturday, November 16th. It's going to be at the NAS1 gym, and it starts at 10 o'clock, and it's a 45-minute yoga class. So we're really excited about this. If it's something that gets a lot of traction, we might offer it, you know, monthly or quarterly, or, you know, do some other classes. But for now, Saturday, November 16th is our prenatal postpartum yoga event.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I'm actually really, because that was actually going to be my next question. Mm-hmm. Is this something that could be on the schedule pretty regularly? Because I could definitely see a course like this that's needed. So I could definitely see this one being in rotation.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just kind of depends on the community, how many people show up. If people really love it and they're looking for more, then definitely happy to do it. Like I said, we've got that yoga instructor here. Her name's Carmina. She's fantastic. And it's a certification she has, so we figure we might as well take advantage of that and help out our soon-to-be moms, our new moms, and everybody in between.
That is so cool. Yeah. I love that. Shout out to Carmina as well, because that's pretty amazing.
I know.
I like that.
She's great. My one quick PSA is just a reminder that there's no childcare provided. It's the classes for adults only. So if you have little ones at home, you'll have to leave them with either your spouse or a neighbor or a friend or a babysitter, someone else, because we are not providing childcare. But we want as many people to join the class as possible.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I definitely like that. Yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome. I get excited whenever I see new classes. Mm-hmm. And so when you had introduced Pop Pilates, I was like, that is a new one. I've never heard that one before. And
is still thriving.
incredible. I love
it. Fitness community here is pretty awesome. So,
that sounds really great.
And especially as we head into the holidays, it's definitely a good time to figure out your fitness routine. So especially if you are about to be a parent, or if you recently became a parent, it's a good time to just kind of rejuvenate your fitness routine, your fitness goals before new year, new you.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. That is good. I definitely want to hear more about this course, because I like whenever I hear a new group exercise class, and then I like to hear the development of said group exercise class.
Yeah, so we're super excited. So hopefully it's something we'll continue
indeed
in the months to come. Yeah.
I like it. Okay, so what else are we looking forward
to? Now we're going to switch gears over to the turkey trot. So we are doing a turkey trot here in Sigonella on Friday, November 22nd. So take note, it is not the same day as the turkey bowl, the flag football game, which is on Thanksgiving. The turkey trot is a 5K fun run that is going to be happening at NAS 2 on Friday, November 22nd. And that is a lunchtime run for all of our active duty service members, dependents, anybody that is around and available at lunchtime to come out and run with us. So we're super excited about that.
That is really cool.
Yeah, and registration's actually been kind of taken off. I'm pretty surprised already that as many people have signed up for both the turkey bowl and the turkey trot.
So no way.
People are just ready for Thanksgiving.
I think
fall is here. It's getting cold outside, and everyone's like, what do I do on Thanksgiving?
I think they are definitely anticipating having a great Thanksgiving. So they're like, I need to get a plan in place.
Yes. Last year it rained. Good. This year it will not rain. I can do the best I can to make that happen. Plan to run with us.
That
on that
so
Friday,
cool.
Yeah,
that
just
is
a,
so cool.
Just a fun way to have your lunchtime with us, and there'll be a little Thanksgiving treat at the finish line as your reward. So
I love it.
Run with us.
That is so perfect. No, I can't thank you enough for that information, because that is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And so I know you've got a lot going on, and so I definitely don't want to keep you. I don't know if there's anything else at all that you'd like to provide before you head out on your big day.
Only other thing I want to say is I just want to thank the community for being patient with us. I know the NAS 2 gym, we're working on the basketball court floors. We were cleaning the floors in the weight room, we call the group exercise room. We're just trying to make everything better. We're getting some new equipment. We've been moving things around here at NAS 1. So I just want to thank the community for being patient. I promise it will pay off. The gyms are both going to look beautiful very soon, and we're very excited about it.
That is incredible. I can't thank you enough, Heather, for being in the studio and providing us all this information, because this is so timely. We always talk about fitness, and we know how important it is. But especially during a time such as the holidays, where sometimes it kind of falls to the wayside, and then we focus on food.
Exactly. Yeah.
And good times.
Exactly. Fitness over food.
That's it. That is it. So thank you for bringing that back into perspective for us.
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you for being here as well. We really appreciate it. I'm going to bother you a little bit offline as well.
Love that. Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. And for all of our listeners out there, listen, now is a great time than any to participate in these sports-related events and really figure out those fitness goals. Why wait for the new year? Well, you can just take advantage of it now, right? So put a plan in place, make yourselves available, and kind of just take a page from those who've already registered for the turkey trot and for all the sports related events, and make this something that is worth your while. So make sure you continue to keep it here. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That is the station serving you America's best.